Sechskin perchof gilmish the alvin till perchof gilmish the dalid. Hakador, a stuffed leather ball, vohaimum, and a stuffed shoe that is used by shoemakers. When they make shoes, they would put it around this form of a foot or shoe. So it had an outside with a stuffing inside of it. Both of these are considered to be containers. They have the main outside leather with stuffing inside of them. So at least according to the opinion of this Mishnah, something that is a container and is filled up and stitched up, since they are still very clearly defined parts, there is the outside and there's the stuffing inside. So at least according to the opinion of this Mishnah, that is considered to be a container, and therefore it would be able to become tomei. The hakomea, an amulet which has a piece of parchment with certain names of Hashem, or different pesukim written on them, people would wear them around their neck for the sake of healing purposes, or perhaps other reasons. So again, there's a piece of parchment, and it's inside a small pouch which is sewn shut, that tefillin, and tefillin which has a container inside of it in order to place the parchment on which the four different sections of the Torah are written. So although all of these things are sewn shut and they're not used for emptying that which is inside of them and filling it up again later, it's used to permanently fill it up. According to this Mishnah, it is considered to be a container and therefore can become tomei. The Mishnah talks about a case where shenikra'u, they tore open slightly such that they're still able to contain that which is inside of them, but now it's possible for somebody to touch that which is inside of them without touching that which is outside. The Mishnah says, hanogea bohen, one who touches the outside, the actual container, tomei would become tomei. That is a kli, it's a container, but if somebody touches that which is inside of these containers, tohar, he won't become tomei, because that which is inside of them is not considered to be a container. And neither is it attached to the outside for it to be considered an extension of the container. However, ha'ukov shenikra, a saddle which has stuffing inside of it, and it tears open slightly, such that you're able to touch the stuffing inside without touching the outside. One who touches the stuffing inside of it does become tomei, because the stitching connects it to the actual saddle, the outer part of the saddle. And since the outer part of the saddle can become tomei because it's considered to be a container due to the stuffing which is inside of it, the stuffing can also become tomei because it's actually connected and sewn to the outer part of the saddle. This was in order that the stuffing wouldn't just shift to one side, it would be evenly spread out for a person to be able to sit on it properly. Mishnah Beis. As we've seen in many Mishnayos, Tumas Medrus applies to an item that is designated for supporting the weight of a person. And right at the beginning of the Masechta, in the first parak, the first chapter, we learned that there are actually three different kinds of items that are designated for supporting the weight of somebody. And two of them are pretty much the same. A moshav refers to something that is designated for sitting on, and mishkov is something that is designated for lying on, like a bed. Those are pretty much identical. And there's a third kind of item that is designated for supporting the weight of somebody, and that is a merkov, something which is used for riding on. Anything on which the person would support his weight whilst riding would be in the category of merkov. And we're going to understand that even the saddle is considered to be merkov as opposed to moshav. Again, moshav refers to something whose purpose is for sitting on, like a chair. But because of the unique way that one sits on a saddle with his legs on either side of the saddle, it's a totally different way of sitting, as well as the fact that one doesn't really sit there for the sake of resting. He sits there because that's the way that one rides. So therefore, merkov is considered to be a different category, and we're going to see in the next Mishnah that there is basically just one small difference between merkov and mishkov and meshov, between something designated for riding on and something designated for sitting or lying down on. This Mishnah lists, Elu Tomei Mishum Merkov, the following items can become Tomei via Tumas Midras in the category of Merkov, something which is designated for riding on. Firstly, Zeres Ashkeloni, a kind of belt or harness that is placed underneath the animal, underneath the animal's body, and it's connected to either end of the saddle. The saddle was on top of the animal's body, and on either end of the saddle was attached a kind of belt
that went underneath the body of the animal, and this particular belt was made in Ashkelon. Umadoicha hamodis, this literally means a item that is used for crushing that was made in Modai. And this was a very interesting kli. Essentially, this was like a seesaw. It was a giant wooden beam shaped in a particular way, as the diagram can show, such that the middle part of the beam was used for crushing the beans or the spices or the grain, whatever was being crushed. And the way they would do it is that a person would sit on either end of the wooden beam, two people, and they would rock this beam from side to side, just like one does on a seesaw. And that would cause the middle part of this beam to crush the produce that is being crushed. The ovichel gomel and a saddle used by somebody riding a camel, the tapetan shel sus, and a saddle on top of a horse. Rabbi Yossi says, af tapetan shel sus tomei mishum moshov, a saddle of a horse can become tomei even on the level of a moshov, something designated for sitting on in a regular way as a normal seat. We're going to see in the next Mishnah that there is a particular stringency that exists with regards to a moshov, something designated for sitting on in a normal way, more than an item designated for riding on. And according to Biyasi, although the main function of this item is obviously to ride on as a saddle, mipnei she'omdim olov bakumpoin, because people also use it to stand on it in a stadium when they would watch games in order to be higher, that they'll be able to see the game, they would often stand or sit on these saddles. And this is quite a common use of the saddle, particularly a horse saddle. So although that's definitely a secondary use, according to Biyasi, it's enough to define it as a moshav, something which is also designated for sitting or standing on in a regular way, not just when riding. And therefore, the stringency that exists with regards to those items would exist also and apply to this saddle. Aval ukov shel noako, however, a saddle that is used when riding a wild camel, tomei, we're going to understand this to mean that even Rabbi Yossi agrees that it can only become tomei as a merkov, something used for riding, because that was the only thing that that saddle was used for. It was more of a unique, particular kind of saddle, and it would pretty much only be used for that exact purpose of riding a wild camel. Mishnah Gimel. Now the Mishnah asks, Mabein Merkov leMoshov. What is the difference between a Merkov and a Moshov? Something designated for riding, and something designated for sitting or standing on in a regular way. And the truth is, this difference was already mentioned in short form, right at the beginning of the Masechta, in the very first perek, in the very first chapter. Over here, the Mishnah spells it out a little bit more. The main idea of Trumas Midros is when a Zov, or somebody who has a similar level of impurity, supports his weight on an item in the regular way. For example, if he rides on a saddle, although in general, something that contracts Tumah from something else becomes on a lower level of impurity. So the Zov is an Av HaTumah, he has a primary level of impurity, and if he rides on the saddle, according to the regular laws of impurity, the saddle shall only become a Rishon LaTumah, which means that it's one step removed from the primary level of impurity. And if it was a Rishon LaTumah, then it wouldn't be able to make other Kelim or other people who touch it Tomei. However, the unique law of Trumas Midros says that the saddle itself will become an Av HaTumah just like the Zov. It will be a primary level of impurity, and as such, if a person or a Kli touches it, they would become Tomei. However, there is one difference between a Merkov and a Moshov, and that's what the Mishnah is going to describe now, and this difference is learnt from Pesukim. Merkov, an item that is designated for riding on, Cholak Magoim Masoi, if somebody after the Zov made it Tomei, then somebody else who is pure comes and touches it. The Mishnah says that one who touches it has a different law than one who carries it. Because if one carries it, then not only would he himself become Tomei, but the clothes that he is wearing would also become Tomei. Whereas if he only touched it, but he didn't carry it, then although the person would become Tomei, the clothes that he is wearing would not become Tomei. This difference is learned from Pesukim once again. Umoshov, whereas an item that is designated for sitting on in a normal way, like a chair, loicholak magoim masoi, one who touches it is no different to one who carries it. And in both cases, the person and his clothes would become Tomei. Continues the Mishnah, Tapis shel chamor, a kind of wooden ladder that is placed on a donkey, a small ladder, and the purpose of it was to be able to place large loads on the donkey for it to carry. And because of the distance that existed between each rung of the ladder, it would be very uncomfortable for a person to sit on it. And so this ladder is very evidently only designated for supporting loads and not for a person to sit on. And therefore, even if occasionally, because of the fact that the ladder is placed on the donkey, it might be that occasionally a person would sit on it, it's very clear that the purpose of this mini ladder is not for a person to sit on. So even if Sheu Yoshev Alecho, he does occasionally sit on it, Tahira, it would not be able to become Tome via Tumas Midras, because it's not considered to be something designated as a seat. However, if he does a physical action to change the ladder, and it's clear that the physical action is for the sake of making it more fitting to be used as a seat, then it would be able to become Tomei. So for example, Shinobu Sanakovim, if he changed the positioning of the holes in the side of the ladder such that he'll be able to move the rungs to all be next to each other, so have a few rungs next to each other, and then he'll be able to sit on it. Or if he joined together the holes in the side of the ladder. The holes are positioned in the ladder with a bit of a distance from each other, but he joined together all of those holes by making it into basically one long hole, a sort of groove in the side of the ladder that he'll be able to move the rungs along the ladder as he pleases, along the groove. And once he moves a few of the rungs to be right next to each other, he would be able to sit there quite comfortably. In that case, then, Tomei, it would be able to become Tomei via Tumas Midras if somebody were to sit on it, who has the same level of impurity as a Zov, then it would become Tomei via this concept of Tumas Midras. Mishnah Dalet, Hamita, a bed, or more of a stretcher, which is a kind of bed, it's made for somebody to lie on, Vahakar, or a pillow, Vahakeses, and a cushion, shall mace, which are designated for transporting a dead body during a funeral. For something to become Tomei via Tumas Midras, it has to be that it's designated for an alive person to support his weight on it, not a dead person. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that these items, Ha'elu Tomei Midras, they can become Tomei via Tumas Midras. And the reason for this is because as well as the dead body being transported on there, the people who would eulogize, and in particular the people who would wail, they would often have a woman at a funeral who would wail and cry loudly in order to arouse others to cry over the dead person. They would also sit on the bed and the cushion and the pillow once the person had been buried. And it's considered to be designated for that person to sit there as well, and that's why it can become Tomei via Tumas Midras. Now the Mishnah lists a number of kelim which are designated for a purpose that involves a person sitting down on it. However, they don't sit down on it for the same reason why a person sits down on a chair, in order for him to take a rest or to be fixed in the same position without moving about. The person in these cases sits down in the sense that he's doing an act of sitting, but the content and goal behind that sitting is totally different to a regular seat that is designated for sitting on. For example, Kisei Shel Kala, a bride's chair, which was decorated very exquisitely, and the purpose of the bride sitting in that chair is not so that she can take a rest. It's in order to show her esteemed position on the day of her wedding, and to honor her, and likewise Mashber Shel Chaya, a birth stool on which a woman who's giving birth crouches. And although the act that she is doing is very similar to an act of sitting, that which is behind the act of sitting over here is totally different. And thirdly, the Kisei Shel Koves, a chair, or more precisely, a seat, used by a person who washes clothes, Shehu Koyim Olav Esakelim, that he sits on in order to flatten clothes and to take out the creases. There would be two horizontal boards and the item of clothing would be placed in between them, and he would sit down on top of the top board in order to use his weight to press down on the clothes so that it would be flattened and hopefully the creases would be removed. Once again, in this case, when he's sitting there, he's not sitting there in order to use it as a seat. He's sitting there in order to remove the creases from the item of clothing. And because of that, it has a totally different connotation and goal, and therefore Omar Rabbi Yossi says, Ein bohem mishum yishov, they would not be able to become Tomei in the same way as a regular seat that is designated for sitting on can become Tomei via Tumas Midras.